Well, these things that people have on their windows to keep the light out, usually call those.
Okay, if we're talking about, we could be talking about drapes, we could be talking about curtains, we could be talking about shades.
Now, what do you mean by shades?
Generally, I visualize one that you pull down, it's on a spring tension coil, go up and down. Also, you have blinds.
Well, so does they have a proper name, or are they just usually called blinds?
Venetian shades.
Venetian shades, I see. You know, some houses have a place right underneath the top that might be used for storage.
Attic.
You mentioned that you were talking about the kitchen in your house. Have you ever seen maybe an older house in the area in which the kitchen wasn't a part of the house, but it was built away from the house?
Not in this area.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not in my lifetime, anyway. If they had been separate, they had been moved in. There are houses that I know of that I feel that may have moved them in, but.
When you were talking about your house, you mentioned in conjunction with the kitchen, the pantry. Could you describe what you mean by pantry?
Okay, it's generally it could be anything from a closet to a separate room where canned goods are stored until needed.
Well, say a person had a lot of old things that were really worthless, maybe like a broken down chair or something like that, but for some reason just didn't want to
store
with it. Yeah, they kept it in the storeroom, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any name that they would have for that stuff collectively? They say they had a lot of old
junk. Family heirlooms, I don't know, we call it junk.
Have you ever heard anybody say, is this a storeroom, junk room?
Mm-hmm. I've also heard the term box room.
Box room. Now, are we talking about maybe a separate room in the house where they just kept all this junk or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Most often, those storerooms in this area have been outside.
Mm-hmm.
Another term popular in this area for what we're talking about is garage closet. Is a closet that is in the garage.
Used for?
Storage.
I see. Let me ask you about this expression. Say a woman, sometimes when she gets up in the morning, she might move about the house and straighten up something here or dust a little bit there, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What would she say she was doing?
Cleaning. Straightening, stirring, stirring the dust.
Ever heard her say she was picking up?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard her say picking up the house? Kind of unusual.
Yeah. I'll throw one at you in a minute.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the term pyroot?
Come again?
Pyroot.
I don't think so.
My wife's mother uses that a lot.
Any idea how that's spelled?
I assume pyroot. Connotation, or means to stir around, go visiting, go see several neighbors or something or other. Let's go pyroot.
I wonder what the origins of that.
I don't know either.
That's interesting. We'll talk about cleaning up. The thing, if you say sweeping the floor, the thing that you would sweep with, that's just a
dust mop, vacuum cleaner.